When you were with us that night, still an active baseball player, just wins a World Series, all the rest of it, how much has your life in the 20 years that have passed to where we're talking to you right now, how much has it matched up to you what you thought 20 years was going to be like for you back then, if you can remember what you planned?
Well, I don't think anybody really thinks about – I mean, I went through a period of life when I tried to set, like, 5-year, 10-year goals or whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, honestly, I don't think I ever thought about what I'd be doing in 20 years. I don't think people in general do that. I mean, what are you going to be doing in 20 years, Mitch?
If I'm alive, I'm happy at this age.
Okay.
If I'm breathing, I'm happy.
Well, you're saying that, and, you know, since then, you know, when I was a player, nobody would have ever thought that I would have become a part of the media. So since that 20 years, you know, I've done that too. I did TV for Fox Sports. I did the radio over there, you know, drive time radio in the
right,
afternoon. And,
right.
You know, I would have never believed that I would have done that. But I think I've settled nicely into a more comfortable situation, being in uniform every day. And, you know, now that my physical skills maybe wouldn't allow me to compete on a daily basis, you know, on the diamond, I certainly enjoy trying to motivate and teach and pass on some of the wisdom that I've gathered over the years to some of these young ball players and some of the elder guys. You know, you always – you find out later in your career that you've always got something to learn and you always are learning. And then the other thing that I really realize, and I try and pass on it, I hear guys say, oh, I'm tired of this, I want to retire. And, you know, honestly, the easiest thing that I know how to do is put a uniform on and compete every day. It's my most comfortable environment. I really enjoy it. And to be able to be, you know, with these kids, all the energy that they have and what it takes for me to keep up. It's, you know, I'm kind of privileged. I respect that. And, you know, I'm honored to be a part of it.
I like the way you said, maybe my skills wouldn't let me compete. There's still the maybe in there, you know, because maybe they would.
Well, I would tell you this, you know, I work with the base runners in Arizona and, you know, I try and get them to work on technique because when I came up, I had a lot of speed and I was pretty good at stealing bases, but, you know, you have to get better at because they make adjustments to you, so you have to get better at your technique. And so I've been trying to get these guys, you know, kind of refine their techniques a little bit. And so we went out and worked one day, an early work, which would be like 2 o'clock in the afternoon for a 6:40 game. And, you know, kind of displayed it, and then they got out there. Of course, a lot of guys don't want to be out there at 2 o'clock for, quote, early work. They're pros. Little did they know, I had a camera from the third base dugout, you know, filming the whole thing. And so we started working on it. I had a pitcher simulate lifting his leg, and little did they know, I snuck behind them, and I was competing with them and doing it, okay? So, you know, I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I don't have a lot of speed like I did before, but so then we went in. I said, hey, let's go in there and look at it. So, you know, we went in there and looked at it all. And, of course, they saw that I was 3 foot ahead. Got much better at that.
Ah, well,
I
good.
Enjoyed that.
There's always that pinch runner situation than the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kirk, I want to thank you for taking time to talk to us and for always being accessible. You've been a great source of information for us and of nice moments for us. And you and I always had a really good relationship working. And that was saying something because people assumed that you were difficult to work with, and I never found you as such, and it just goes to show, you know.
Interesting, yourself and Mike Stoney.
Yep.
And actually, the one media guy really got along, print guy, was Jerry Green. So you guys are all alive and kicking and doing well.
And we're happy for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All getting along.
All right. Hey, Kirk, good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling. We'll
Thanks,
call you again in another 10 years.
All right, happy anniversary.
Thanks,
Talk
Gibby.
To you on the email.
All right, Bye. Kirk Gibson joining us on the program. I'll tell you what, we'll take a just a one-minute break here, and then we'll come back with a whole lot more on the Monday Sports Album, Once Upon a Time, the Sunday Sports Album, here on 760 WJR. And thanks to E.G. Nick's Restaurant, as always. They were there the very first time we had a show, and they still are here. They're in Plymouth. The pizza, the chicken, and the ribs, we thank them for doing
that. The place where they were is now out of business.
Yes, they moved locations, but the food is still just as good. Mike Stone, Kenny Brown, Mitch Albom here with you on the 20th anniversary of the Monday-Sunday Sports Album. So, hello, surprise caller.
Yeah, Mitch, it's probably one of your oldest fans. This is Gordy Howe, wanting to wish you the very best.
Oh, thank you, Gordy. Well, thank you very much. You've been a guest on this program several times.
Yes, I have, and that's why I'm so proud of you.
Well, say hi to Barry Sanders here. This is Gordy Howe. This is...
Hi, Barry.
Hello. How you doing?
Very good, sir.
You do know who Gordy is, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm the Barry I'm the Barry Sanders of the Hockey League.
Hey, he's Barry Sanders of hockey.
What is it, Wilbur?
Sorry to interrupt, boss, but software is being copied illegally on office computers, and we could get...
Can't you see that I'm busy? Big deal. Take some time off, like forever. Bye, Wilbur.
Software piracy is a big deal, and the Business Software Alliance is offering up to $1 million for qualifying software piracy leads. Don't let your boss get away with it. Visit nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. That's nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Know it, report it, reward it.
Super Raffle from the Michigan Lottery is back, and now it's bigger. 10,000 new winners and still the best odds ever to win $2 million. Don't pass it up. Hurry and get yours today.
Power outages are inconvenient and can be dangerous. Without lights, heat, and appliances, you're plunged into the dark ages. A properly installed generator is your best insurance against power outages. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical is your source for whole house power generators. When the power goes out, your home is in jeopardy. Frozen pipes, spoiled food, loss of heat, or running water. The list goes on. Generators installed by Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical run on natural gas and have automatic startup and shutdown. You don't have to do a thing. Within seconds, power is restored, even when you're not home. For a trusted solution for emergency power and someone to take care of every phase of the installation, call my friends at Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. With 40 years of experience serving Metro Detroit. On the east side, call 248-548-9565. West side, call 734-422-8080. Or go to WJR.com and click on Local Experts. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. It's not just their name. It's the way they do business. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical.
Mitch, I'll tell you this. This is a very healthy situation. A lot of football teams don't have this. We have. We get Derek Hipple back. We've got Rusty. We've got Chuck Long and Eric Hipple, and not in any order. I think this is very healthy for the Detroit Lions. A lot of teams don't have this, but we got three good quarterbacks coming back next year.
Go to the World of Baseball with Pete Rose.
Faye Vinson, he's the one that talked to the people in Cooperstown, and evidently they got together and said I wasn't allowed on the ballot because I was on the suspended list, and he denied being part of that. But until he went there, there was never talk of that. But that's okay. To go to Cooperstown, it's got to be worth waiting for.
All right, back here live on the Monday Sports Album on 760 WJR. Mitch Album, Kenny Brown, Mike Stone, who
was
with
Rose
us.
When he was denying? Or was
oh,
before?
Who knows?
What year was that
who
one?
Who can keep up?
I love hearing from Wayne Fonts with his quarterback controversy.
Nothing's
proof,
changed.
Proof positive that nothing has ever
nothing
changed.
Has changed. Michael was with me on the very first show and for the first about 7 years.
Something like
right?
that, yeah.
Was he over here at JR?
Yeah,
yes,
a little bit.
Just okay. Barely. For the, we began on JR.
Right.
And then,
DFN let me come over because, you know, we were just this little, we still are.
There was a stretch where we did, Michael was working both sides of
yes,
the fence.
Absolutely.
Monday through Friday at DFN and Sunday nights over here.
Well, as everybody knows, I always stand on the fence, so it was perfect.
Listen, our phone numbers are 800-859-0957. If you've got a memory, if you listen to the old Sunday show, or if you'd just like to say a quick hello to everybody here. We don't want to take any too many current sports talks because we can do that every other Monday night. But if those people are out there who have followed the show for a long time, 800-859-0957. We'd love to hear from you and say a quick hello to you. And Michael and I, who knows how when they'll ever let us get back on the air together. This was through a special dispensation
yes,
from both stations.
It.
So we
That's
thank
right.
that. 800-859-0WJR.
Thank you, Rona.
800-859-0957. Meanwhile, another surprise caller here on the line. Hello, who's this?
This is Allen Iverson.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how happy I am to be coming to Auburn Hills. I just want all of Detroit to know that. And I wanted to be the first person to congratulate you and say, nice job. And by the way, if whoever gave this special dispensation for you in Stony again, I'd like to speak to them immediately after the show.
Hello, Bernie.
Hey, Bern.
Kids, now, how are you? Kenny, if you're smart, run for the exit.
Bernie, as you see, I'm sitting here in an amazement at this scene before me.
Now, people don't realize that I may have given Michael his start in radio, but Bernie did it in television, so don't
right.
blame me.
Bernie brought him to town,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Bernie, and brought him from Washington.
That's correct.
In the trunk of a car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remind everybody what Stoney was doing when you hired him to work for you in Washington?
Donnie, remind me, what was it I hired you to do?
Well, I was
No, 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 no. Not what you did for him. what job Michael was doing before that that you hired him away from?
Well, I used to work in television, and then I quit, and then I had this brief period of time where I was I won't call it a bouncer because I'm not that type of guy, a greeter at a bar, and I got sucker punched St. Patrick's Day and Mike Baker's in Washington, D.C. And Bernie moving here needed a producer with NBC ties.
And you had to get out of town.
I needed a job.
And you said,
please, Bernie, take me to Detroit.
Bernie, please take me to Detroit.
The only thing, the one thing I remember more than anything is that Stoney and I drove here, and for 8.5 hours, he smoked continuously. And I believe it was that day when I said to myself,
what have I done?
Right. Yeah. Actually, it was great. It worked out great for both of us.
Well, you started him in television, and then Michael ended up moving into the house that I was living in with another guy.
Three guys and a dog, and we weren't gay.
That's right. The dog was.
I'm sorry, the jury is still out on the dog.
Yeah. Right? No, the jury's not out. That was proven years later. But then Michael and I became roommates, and we were still roommates. I think even when you left the show and worked for somebody, you still live with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a weird setup. People hear.
I got married, and your wife still wanted me to live in the house.
That's right. And for a while, you considered it until your wife put the kibosh on it. Bernie, thank you for calling in. That's sweet.
Congratulations, really, honestly. Congratulations. Great. Have another 20 healthy, happy, and do it great.
How many years have you been here? If you take out the New York part.
I've been here. I came in 86. The New York part was only about 4 weeks, so I think...
about 22.
Yeah, 22.
Wow.
Because my first day was May 1st, 1986, working for Bernie.
All right. Mm-hmm. Michael remembers, you know that.
Mm. Was it May 1st, really?
Yeah, I remember all useless information.
So coming up in May 1st, you're going to need to have some kind of anniversary, okay?
There we go. We will have a big celebration. As a matter of fact, the way television's going, we'll probably have hours and hours of Mike Stone highlights.
Thanks, Bernie. Good
all
talking
right, guys,
to you.
Congratulations.
Hey,
Bernie Smilovitz here.
Came in
Monday
when Sue Studio was a song, right? That was 86.
All right, we'll go to the phone lines here. Hi, KC. You're on the Monday/Sunday Sports Album 20th Anniversary Show. Hi, KC.
Happy anniversary, guys.
He follows him over here.
Oh, God.
He follows him over here.
Didn't I talk to you at like 5:35?
Exactly. But I just want to say you guys are the first and best outlet for the fans because we can get our opinions out, our insults out. And even though Rick Pitino hates sports talk radio, it is the number one outlet for the average Joe Plumber fan, because without you guys, nights would be so boring, and AM radio really wouldn't be the same.
Well, it really did change when sports talk radio, it kind of saved it, because AM radio there wasn't much left. I mean, there were a lot of stations that were still trying to play music and be all purpose also, and then there were news talk, there was WJR, that was always a unique kind of thing, or what they called sort of the traditional talk stations, and then there was all news, and that was it. And, you know, most cities you'd go to AM, there'd be maybe one, two maximum that you would listen to. Now you can go to a market, you can hear two or three sports talk stations.
Absolutely.
And I remember the draft, like the draft shows, for example, because there's a note about draft shows. First of all, those were in the days when the draft was on Sunday.
Correct.
And we would be the first people at 9 o'clock at night
to talk to the Lions failure.
To talk. Here's a challenge, Michael.
Okay.
Because we tried to put this together sound-wise, but it was just too challenging. Let's name in a row every Lions starting quarterback that we interviewed on the Sunday Sports Album or the Monday Sports Album over the years, including our Monday years, because you did whatever, starting when we began. 1988
Well, you had Chuck Long.
Was he 1988? Well, I'm trying to remember who was actually quarterback when we began.
Well, Hipple, Rusty Hilger.
Joe
Ferguson was on it. He might have been on the team.
Ferguson was there. I don't know when he got there. Rodney P. Eric Kramer. Andre Ware.
You skipped one. Galliano.
Bob
Galliano.
The big man. Come on,
he asked his wife to marry him.
Right,
marry on our show.
Right.
On our show. We got to go get that tape.
He was the first guy who did the run and shoot.
With Mouse
Davis.
Name? Yeah, and we had all those guys came in at some point or another. All the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Rodney used to come on all the time.
Right.
Then we moved into, let's see, Scott Mitchell.
I did a show, a Lions show with on DFM with Scott Mitchell.
Scott Mitchell is on the line right now? You got to be kidding me. Okay. Scott.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
It is Scott Mitchell. What timing.
You guys are good.
Yeah, we just honestly, I did not know you were on the line. We just started this process. Good thing we stopped right at your moment, because there are about 47 more that we still have to get to. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Springville, Utah.
That's where you live, Springville,
that's
Utah.
That's now, where I grew up.
Now, you're coaching a high school football team I read somewhere?
Yeah, at my old high school.